Well, well, well. Look what we have here. A live broadcast on the social channels. What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV. Coming to you live Friday afternoon. The Packers have the day off from the practice field. However, we on the intrepid Packers beat got to speak with coordinators and some assistant coaches earlier this morning. And obviously, the highlight of the sessions was Mike Smith's rant about pressures versus sacks and how to judge pass rushers in this league. If you haven't checked it out, I highly encourage you to do so on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. Put it up a little while ago. Very entertaining stuff. Outside of that, lots of boilerplate answers, which was to be expected. A little hints of something here and there, but for the most part, good, solid. Give them a bunch of cliches kind of session from everybody involved. But those guys ultimately aren't what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is you guys, Packers fans worldwide. How you doing? How you feeling about the squad 5 days into camp? I mean, things are looking pretty good. There's always going to be places you want to improve, places that you are concerned about. Shoot me with your questions. Let me know what's up. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see each and every one of you. Pogs, what's up? Janelle, hello. Gary doesn't take days off. It doesn't sound like it. Mike Smith saying he texted him at 12:30 last night asking for three things he could focus on today during his off day to get better. Now it's literally the first morning since you switched that I was up at 7 a.m. and no Packers Daily. You're killing me. It's on right now and you're on right now. Don't complain just because the schedule had to change, buddy. Sorry, nothing I can do. I mean, it didn't make sense to have a chat and then talk to all the coordinators and then not have a chat afterwards. Because I'm having two chats when they have practice, but I'm not doing two chats for an availability. Come on. Defense seems to be hot right now. Absolutely. We've talked about that a bit. Certainly not surprising, given the fact that there was zero offseason work on the field. Defenses almost always traditionally start faster than offenses. Defense certainly ahead at the moment. What else we got? Nags, thanks for this daily Packer chat break. You're welcome. See, there's someone appreciative of this midday chat, unlike some certain other West Coast members. What else we got? Man, I need to get my glasses adjusted. How's our linebacker core looking? In flux, Jason, still in flux. I'll tell you what, Kirksey is as good as advertised. We've said all offseason that a lot of it just comes down to if he can stay healthy, because I tell you what, he has so far lived up to the tape of when he was on the field healthy. That tape looked damn good, and he has looked damn good early on here in camp. The thing that has been most striking to me is his coverage ability. He has been really good, whether dropping in zone, asked to man up against against tight ends or running backs. There was a drill yesterday where they had backers and running backs one-on-one kind of soloed up, so to speak, and the backer had to cover the back out of the field. And, of course, they didn't know what route was going to be run, et cetera. Aaron Jones tried to run an arrow route, and Kirksey read it and was blanketed all over Jones in coverage. That's the kind of thing we haven't seen a lot of in the Green Bay linebacking core. Past Kirksey, still a lot of question marks. Oren Burks has had a, I would say, solid if unspectacular start to camp. I think Kamal Martin has really flashed at times some of the ball-hawking ability you saw in his tape from Minnesota, but it's still very, very early. I got to think they're going to use as much time as they can to figure out what kind of rotation they want there if they have a second backer in the mix a little bit more than we've seen in the years past. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. Is the media allowed to report that Mike Pettine reported that Josh Jackson is playing specifically on the outside now? He said it. It's out there. It's in public domain. Don't blame me. Blame coach. But yes, Mike Pettine did say, I asked him about Josh because he has had such a good start to camp. And it is a bit of a put up or shut up year for him. And Mike mentioned that in years prior, they had been cross training him in a lot of number of different positions, inside and the slot, et cetera. And he said this year he is focused exclusively on the outside, being a boundary corner. And that has, according to Mike, helped his play. And given this, the output on the field, who am I to argue with them? Because Josh has been very good so far. What else we got? Are Rodgers' interceptions concerning? No. Bethany, I actually put up a video from yesterday's chat on my Twitter feed. If you haven't had a moment, go back and look last night. to sum it up, Rodgers does this every summer. Comes out of camp, throws a bunch of picks. People get all worried, quote unquote. And then he comes out, you know, a few weeks into camp and throws a 5-touchdown, 90% completion rate day. And everyone goes, oh, right, there's Aaron Rodgers. A lot of it is just down to they haven't had an offseason program. He's getting in sync with his wide receivers. And he makes lots of throws early in camp that he would never normally make as far as trying to fit things into coverage, trying to see if somebody can go make a play for him. No, they're not a concern at all. Nice shirt. Thanks. Old school pro merch. We're trying to bring it to Cheesehead TV, so we'll see. Over under 14 games played for Aaron Jones this season. Over, John. Think positive, buddy. Why would you ever guess under? Think positive. Who is tight end one? Right now it's Robert Tonyan. Oh, no! Yes, it is definitely Robert Tonyan at the moment. But things change. How does Aaron Rodgers' mobility look? Improved? I heard he wanted to improve his speed during the offseason. Michael, I can't say it looks any better or worse. You know, it's really hard to get a gauge on that kind of thing when there's no live stuff, especially with the quarterbacks in practice. So when guys are screaming around the edge or whatever, Rodgers knows they can't hit him. And he's told essentially to try and stay in the pocket, read his, you know, progressions, etc. So a lot of times guys will get around an edge or burst through the middle, and then they'll pull up and Aaron will just keep going with the play. So it's not like we've had a ton of opportunities to gauge whether he's got that escapability, what the mobility looks like, etc. That said, he looks like Aaron Rodgers, whatever that means to you. How has Kiki looked thus far? Solid. No big splash plays that I've seen, but again, it's really hard to judge line play, especially on the interior, from our vantage point on the sidelines. The coaches obviously have the benefit of coaches tape afterwards. They get to see every rep on tape. We don't have that luxury, so it's really hard to judge. I will say, though, a very interesting statement from Jerry Montgomery, his position coach today, saying, you know, he got his feet wet last year. This is his second year, knows the system. It's put up or shut up time. That's the quote. So I definitely think they're going to be counting on Kiki. And Montgomery did say he expects him to put up. Uncultured Barbarian, how are you, buddy? Have a good weekend, everyone. Have a good weekend yourself. Thank you. Uncultured, you're one of the OG YouTubers here at Cheesehead TV. Can't thank you enough for your support, bud. Really means a lot. What else we got? Is anyone underachieving so far in your eyes? Given what I think he's capable of, probably Jay Sternberger, but I think I understand why he hasn't really come out all guns a-blazing, because he was on the COVID-19 reserve list. So the drop a couple days ago was brutal. That's uncharacteristic of him. He's been solid. I think he's capable of a hell of a lot more, though. And hopefully we'll see that as camp progresses. I really gotta get new glasses. Damn. Getting old sucks, people. Don't ever do it. Which would you choose to rock, Mike Smith's mustache or Corey Behnke's mullet? Oh, man, Julia, that's a tough one. I mean, I love me a good mullet, and Corey pulls it off, but I'll probably go with Mike Smith's mustache. And I tell you what, Mike Smith's rocking a mustache that would rival Aaron Rodgers, and that's not any easy thing. Oz, how's Jake Hansen looking? Good. They ran him at center with a number of guys who play regularly on Sundays. Yeah, he looks good. He has, I wouldn't say he's been a mauler or anything, but traditionally in Green Bay, those aren't the kind of guys they get. But he has looked athletic. He has looked a part of the kind of, you know, athletic zone interior lineman that they like here, and I don't think he's any different. He's looked good so far. It is early. Garrett, thank you for the super chat. No question attached, but I appreciate it, bud. Thank you so much. Oh, wait, there you put it underneath. Nagler, what's up? If Rodgers leads us to a Super Bowl, does that change anything about the inevitable QB situation? P.S. saw Banky LiveX was part of the DNC stuff. All right, well, now, okay, I'll address the Rodgers thing first because I've talked about it a lot. I'll just put a bow on it. Not a bow on it. I'm sure it'll be asked again, but I will say it again. No, if they win a Super Bowl, I don't think much changes as far as their plans go. Maybe it means they can get a little bit more for him when they eventually try to trade him, but that's about it. I know people keep hoping against hope that Rodgers finishes his career in Green Bay, but I think that's a eternal, forever long shot. But I'm not ever going to say no. And then to your second point about Corey letting the cat out of the bag last night, I've been asked a lot here in the chat, on Twitter, around town, when I've seen people, where's Corey? What is Corey up to? How come Corey's not here? LiveX was indeed basically in charge of and or handled all of the, well, not all of, like 85% of the remotes, both live and pre-recorded. Corey is, I believe his title is streaming architect for the Democratic National Convention. You have no idea, people, A, how hard it has been not to talk about this, but B, the amount of work that Corey Behnke has put in over the course of the last X number of months on this project, and just the incredible work done by everybody at LiveX. If you'll remember the coverage we had last year where we were doing live hits, live shows that were photographed, I was filmed here, but we cut everything with graphics and everything in New York. All of those folks were working on the DNCC this year. That's why I'm a one-man band. But yeah, I could not be more proud of my good friend Corey and all the work that he put into this thing and how flawlessly it went off. We had Cory Booker and Andrew Yang in the LiveX studio last night for their hits. We produced, like I said, about 85% of everything you saw that was contributed remotely. And we produced the roll call that you saw on Tuesday night. I mean, it's just, it's breathtaking, and it's all Corey's vision, and I'm insanely proud to call him my friend. That's what I'll say about that. Next super chat, Dustin, how are you? Is Lovett going to be like Vitaly, but actually get targets in a real game? God, I hope so. That's all I can say about that. Obviously, there's a long way to go before he even makes the squad, but man, I love this kid. I wrote it in my notes yesterday. I am all in. I love it. I love his versatility, his playmaking ability. I can't wait to see him truck somebody when things are at least closer to live. He's a fucking football player, and I am here for it, 100%. What do I think the Packers could get if they traded Jamal Williams before or during the season, Patrick? You're playing with fire here with Big B in the comments. I mean, I don't know. I doubt it'd be much more than a, you know, day three pick. Possibly an early day three pick, I guess you'd call it. I would be very surprised if they could get a second or a third round pick for him. And at that point, and that's why I've really not thought much of this idea, they're much better off having him stick around at a position where guys do take a beating and attrition is the highest in league-wide, numbers-wise. And you're going to probably get, there's a good chance, not, you know, sure thing, but a good chance you're going to get at least what you would have gotten in trade, if not a little better, in a compensatory pick if you just let him walk and sign a free agent contract someplace else. So I do not doubt, as I've said all summer, that they would listen if someone called, but I think it would take a substantial offer. Maybe someone has a run of injuries at the running back position, but even then, I would be surprised if someone made that call. Now there's Big B defending his guy. I love it. Let's see. I think I got to get a super chat here that I might have missed. Dave, I'll buy a beer for tonight. Thanks for the great updates and content, Nags. Thanks, Dave. A beer for Corey on me. Kudos to him, the team, on an outstanding job of the DNC production. Joe, thank you so much. That really means a lot, buddy. Boomer, missed yours. What is the, thank you for the super chat. What is the weakness position? A weakest position on the roster? Is it inside or is it linebacker? How do they protect against this? You know, I'll tell you what, man. There's a potential that it could be linebacker. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, let's let the summer play out a little bit. Let's let these next 3 weeks happen. And then we'll look at how to protect weak positions. Because for all we know, this ramp up period is very real. Tom Brady was talking about this on SiriusXM yesterday, and he really kind of brought it into focus in regards to, you know, they would have been playing their second preseason game last night, and now they're on their, what, third day of pads, about to be, the Packers are. You know, it's just their bodies aren't quite ready to be, I don't know, going 50, 60, 70 plays yet. They're going to try and work into shape over these next 2 weeks. So at the end of that period, then I think we'll be in a much better position to judge where the weaknesses are on the roster. Right now, these guys are literally rounding into football shape. That's what I would say to that. Got that one, got that one. Just making sure I don't miss any Jordan Love in all caps. Jordan Love at his first practice in Lambeau yesterday. I asked him about the experience, what he felt. He said it was a crazy feeling. He said it was bigger than he thought it was going to be. Yeah, he looked good. He looked really good in the two-minute drill. As Matt LaFleur said, there were probably – he did take a sack, which you never want to do in two-minute. May have had one or two more that Matt let go, so to speak. But overall, I thought he looked good operating the offense, especially for a guy who hasn't done it before, literally. And he had two really fantastic throws in that period, one being up the left sideline that Darius Shepherd dove for like a 20-yard gain. It was absolutely perfect. Dime just out of bounds, so only his guy could get it. It is the exact kind of throw you need in that situation. Big-time stuff for a young kid just starting out in the league, no doubt. Thanks for the info on Corey. The production was excellent. You're welcome, Carl. Thanks for checking it out. Does this mean transplants is back on the table? Julia, we will be doing transplants at some point. There is still a lot of work that LiveX has to do, not just with BNC stuff, but other projects that we have coming up. So Corey, cannot promise that we'll have transplants week one, which is always disappointing, but we will be doing transplants at some point soon. So stick around. Who plays with the headset in his helmet with Blake gone? Kirksey. And it was funny because Mike mentioned that today during his availability, saying that one of the, I guess, challenges or things that they're having to work through is Kirksey knows the defense from his time with Mike before, but of course it's evolved and changed over time. And now he's the one having to make the calls in the huddle. All the other guys in the huddle probably know the system a little bit better than he does. So he's gotten some help in that regard, et cetera. But he'll undoubtedly be ready to go once week one comes along. Kirksey will be the A number one guy with the helmet. Is it just me or did Jerry Gray sound like he should be defensive coordinator, so detail-oriented, and Mike Smith just makes you want to run through a wall for him? Very much agreed, Antoine, as far as the Mike Smith. Jerry has been a coordinator twice, so it's not surprising that he's versed in answering questions about all sorts of different stuff. I love him. I love that he's in Green Bay. Every guy in the secondary has talked about what he has added to their game from the mental side of things. Really excited to see how he helps bring along these young corners, especially. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. Anything happening with bumping at the line? Bumping at the line? I'm not quite sure what you mean there, bumping at the line. I mean, that's a little, they're doing a little bit more than that. What did Matt call it? Live at the line? They're live at the line. So when they run the ball, say, they're really trying to block and the defensive tackles and ends are really trying to disengage. That is quote unquote live. What is not live is taking guys to the ground, wrapping up, et cetera, things of that nature, like the ball carrier hitting the quarterback. But the line is essentially doing their jobs. Do I think the Packers need another wide receiver? No. Oren Burks' ability to get off blocks has been bad previously. Anything changed? I haven't really noticed a major change, but I also haven't been given a lot of opportunities to look at it. So the few times I've seen, you know, guys get up on him, the play has gone elsewhere. So it's hard to get a really good gauge of it. I will say the one time I saw him really taking advantage of was a swing pass out to Aaron Jones, where they had, I think it was Sternberger out of him, and he just washed him to the sideline. Can't have that happen. Sorry, I meant with the corners on B. Bumping at the line. Oh, well, it was interesting because Jerry talked a bit about, I think it was in response to my question about Kavion Ento. In the past, under Capers and his crew, Capers had always indicated that guys were, you know, it was at their own discretion whether to come up and bump or lay back. Jerry seemed to indicate very much the opposite in that there are specific times he wants guys to come up and bump, and there are times where he wants them to play back. So that is something that is going to be interesting to, I mean, I don't know how to track it, but to at least kind of observe as the season goes on. Because anybody who's watched the Packers for any amount of time knows that 10-yard cushion on 3rd and 8 is enough to make Packer Man die. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. How's the run defense looking? Up and down, Just being honest, there are plays where they win. There are plays where the one, it's fun enough because it's not the kind of stuff that got them beat in the NFC Championship game. The plays that have hurt them so far from the offense are the stretch zone stuff where Aaron Jones finds the cutback lane and he's off through the back door for a good 10-yard gain. But for any of the power stuff, the angle stuff, they've held up pretty damn good in that regard. How can a lot of the experts, quote unquote, have the Vikings winning the North when they lost so much talent in the offseason? Because they have guys on defense and offense with names they recognize. I don't know. Who cares? Honestly, who cares? Who would you think will make the roster? Vernon Scott or Will Redmond? If I had to guess right now, it is so super early. If I had to guess, though, they'll try and sneak Scott through waivers and onto the practice squad, and they'll try and keep Redmond for his special teams ability. That is just guesswork on August 21st or whatever it is. James, thank you for the super chat. How's Summers looked? Thanks for the great content. You're welcome. Thanks for checking it out. Summers has looked really athletic. He's kind of picked up where he left off last summer. Problem is that includes missed tackling. Although I will say I have not seen as many, and they haven't been as prevalent so far early on in camp as they were last year. He is definitely a sideline to sideline guy. Yeah, he is see ball, get ball. You love that. He's just got to learn to come in under control. And hell, he's still very, very, very young. And again, without offseason work, hell, that's when you work on your angles. That's when you work on your steps, etc. Hopefully that work will happen over these next few weeks or so. Aaron White, thanks for the super chat. Nags, who's taking first team reps at right tackle? I cannot say. Billy Turner. Oh. But I'm not allowed to say. Nag, where's my birthday? I'm 20 now. Old as fuck. Really? Really? All right, that's it. Thanks so much, everybody. I got to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. That you make Cheesehead TV part of your Packers routine at all means the world to Corey and myself and everyone at Cheesehead TV. Please do me a favor and hit like on this video. Hit subscribe on the channel. And if you really want to support what we do, like, oh, say, sending me to Green Bay Packers training camp, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page. It really, really helps. That's the website, cheeseheadtv.com, but patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. But if you can't, I understand. Please just hit like, hit subscribe, and tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And before I sign off, let me draw your attention to the Green Bay Packers official yearbook. We are proud of Cheesehead TV to be partnering with them. I'll have a sample for you soon on the website. Look for a code, a special code that you can order it with. It's great stuff. It's going to be out September 1st. You can get it through our code. Good, good content. Great stuff. Great momentum of the season and a very weird year. Really looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.